Chapter 100, The Photo Sessions. I dedicate this chapter to film, my wonderful friend and model agent who was responsible for getting me almost all of my models, and to the girls themselves who were without question the key to my success. May you rest in peace, film. I miss you and I miss those days. Brad. 20 years have passed since I was shooting naked girls for a living in Bangkok, and I can tell you one thing for sure, and that's the fact that shooting those girls was a whole hell of a lot easier than trying to describe shooting those girls some 20 years after the fact. But since I got that little old memoir here hat of mine on, I have no choice but to try to put you in them little old shoes of mine at that time some 20 years ago when I was at the very top of my game and doing work that was probably the highlight of my life. Can you imagine getting up for work and instead of going to an office or a construction site or a factory and punching in, you get up and just wait for a very sexy girl to show up at the scheduled time? And then there's a knock on the door and you open the door and the sexiest girl you've ever seen is standing there and she's such a turn on that you want her already. And she comes in and you bring her over to the area that's been set up for the shoot. You grab your camera and tell her to relax. This is no big deal. Let's just have some fun. And you just start clicking away at this little sexy turn on as you start to get to know each other and maybe get to even like each other. And you direct her to start removing her clothes. And she's so cute as she unbuttons her little ripped jeans and starts to pull them down as you're clicking away and catching every single sexy, tantalizing moment of it. And now she's smiling and looking right into your eyes. And now you're smiling and you can't help it, but you're getting turned on because that's what happens to an animal in such situations. And now she's removed your tight little t-shirt and you're looking at her tan skin and tiny little bra, which she starts to unclasp. And you see her shyness and she looks at you with those innocent eyes and a little smile, and now you see her perfect little tan breasts and your heart is pounding harder as you click away, and you tell her to take her shorts off, and she starts to push them down, and you're seeing more and more of that smooth tan skin, and then you see those tan thin legs of hers, and you're getting more and more turned on, and now she only has her panties on, and you tell her to show you the goods, and she pulls that little strip of her panties that sits between her legs over to the side so that you can see her very private area. And it's totally bare and smooth. And now you're hard because, again, that's what happens to animals in your situation. And she takes off her panties and you're practically fainting. And yet you're still firing away with your camera, but getting totally involved as a human species. And then you tell her to spread her legs and touch herself because there's a million men out there who will never be so lucky to experience what I was experiencing at that very moment, but at least they can see a photo of it when they buy the magazine and live vicariously through me for a moment as they see what I saw and get turned on like I got turned on. And that's a hell of a lot better than nothing. And then let's try this position and that position. Yeah, I like her doggy style, and I'm shooting her from behind, and she's in the sexiest of all positions, and just totally ready for me to accommodate her from behind as I'm capturing every tantalizing moment of this imaginary sex that someone out there in the world can imagine himself doing her as he does himself while looking at all those images of her on her hands and knees, doggy style. And she turns over and spreads her legs, and she's completely naked as I stand right over her with my camera. And I'm looking right into her inviting eyes, and all of a sudden, she touches me where it counts with her foot as I continue to click away. And it's at this point that I have to put my camera down for a second while I get on top of her and slip inside. And now we're nothing more than two animals going at it full steam ahead, and this totally sexy stranger and I really getting to know each other in that very special way as we're having the best sex of our lives. And you can hear those natural grunting and moaning sounds of pleasure and ecstasy, and we're kissing for dear life as we move in and out. And I turn her over, and now we're doing it from another direction, and it's getting wetter everywhere, and we're both on another planet now, a better planet, and ready to explode, which we do. And I kiss her one more time and then get up and get my camera and start firing away at the aftermath, the result, the debris that's left after a tornado. And we're not strangers anymore. We have something for each other, a connection, if you will. And then she puts her clothes back on, and I pay the model fee, and I invite her to stay for a while if she so desires. And she does, and we have sex again, and she stays overnight. And then the next morning, she leaves, never to be seen again. Then you go and have the slides processed, and the guy at the lab is going to see all of your fun, too. And you pick up your processed slides, pick out 100, and mail them off to New York or L.A. or Hong Kong. And then there's an extra $3,000 in your bank account. And then you call up your ladyboy model agent, film, from whom you get all your girls and tell them you need another girl for Thursday, and come Thursday, the same scenario all over again, except a new sexy stranger to capture with your camera and fall in love with. And that scenario took place 180 times with 100 different sexy little turn-ons. And the thing is that, like any other thing that you work on, you develop and you make discoveries and you have breakthroughs and you progress in your craft. You get good at it, or even great at it. Your art goes through a development process, just like writing this memoir. When I started off, I was a beginner. I was a novice. But you keep doing it, and you start to develop, and you make all these amazing discoveries, and you reach new heights, new levels of genius. Anyway, I'm typing this thing out at 2:48 a.m. on March 3rd, 2021 in Wong Amat, Thailand, and not sure it'll be in the book. I'm not sure it'll make it to the book. Got to check it out in the morning because it's a pretty wild description of those photo sessions. By the way, this first girl is the one that gently touched my thing with her foot while I was standing directly over her and firing away at that sexy naked body of hers. I didn't happen to have sex with her, and to this day, I wonder why. And that, my friends, is the end of chapter. It is 12:01 a.m., May 16th, 2022 in Thailand.